We're fortunate enough to tap into Matthew Jones with Olympus Legal at Olympus Legal on Twitter. Matthew, appreciate your spending a few minutes with us here on Morning Drive with TK on ESPN 960.
You're welcome. Good morning.
So we've been talking about it a little bit, but I think folks have seen this. The NFL kind of, sort of swarmed now by off-field things. Not going to talk Deflategate today, but the congressional investigators have started to sniff around the NFL and how they've handled specific programs to try to enlighten and educate and research concussions and the devastating effect on life after football. 91 pages report describing how the NFL pressured the National Institutes of Health and ultimately taking away $16 million in a project that was supposed to research and continue to try to find reasonable solutions to brain injuries. Ended up being taxpayers picking up the tab. And I know it's a little convoluted and maybe a little difficult for our listeners to kind of, wrap their brain around it, for a lack of a better phrase. But maybe you can kind of drill down on this and give us an idea of, what is the headline out of this? And I mean, it's not an illegality thing, but it's another terrible PR look for the NFL.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think this is a very short-sighted move on the part of the NFL. I'm actually really shocked at what happened. So just to kind of give a little bit more background, the Energy and Commerce Committee, basically a report by Outside the Lines on ESPN,
right,
found out that the NFL had basically pulled funding from a project that they had agreed in writing to fund. The NFL is kind of part of that settlement suit with the former players, had agreed to donate $30 million in unrestricted money to concussion research. $16 million, like you said, of that money was supposed to go to this this research project by, I believe his name was Robert Stern.
Robert Stern, yeah. It's a Boston University researcher, yeah.
Exactly. And they'd agreed, like I said, in writing to fund this project. When the NIH, the National Institute of Health, determined they were going to give this money to Dr. Stern, the NFL basically said, well, we don't want that to happen, and pulled the funding, basically leaving the funding of the project to taxpayers, like you said. So it was really an interesting move. And what happened is then Congress got involved, and as you said, this 91-page report that just, scathes the NFL and their actions in all of this.
Yeah, and they, the NFL didn't like sort of it was Robert Stern, which was the researcher involved with from Boston University, and his bent is decidedly pro concussion research, and has been out there criticizing the NFL and how they've handled they've been less than transparent over the years. Obviously, I think that's a no brainer, but moving forward. And again, it's not necessarily illegal what they're doing, but it's the bad things are it's a terrible optic. It's another one of those black eyes for Goodell and the NFL and how they're handling this sensitive issue. And then, I want you to address the players. There's a growing lack of trust for the league in this whole area of protecting the players. Now, you got to watch it. You can't play touch football. That's part of the NFL's attraction, is that it's violent and it's hyper passionate and hyper competitive, but at the same time, you got to make sure that the players are protected. So the NFL is trying to thread a needle here, and so far not doing a great job.
No, they're really not. And what even sheds more shadiness on this is that they were trying to funnel the money into their own researcher, this Richard Ellenbogen, I believe is how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on the NFL's committee for concussion research, and he was actually one of the participants who wanted to get the $16 million funding. So like you said, they were trying to get this funding to go to this Dr. Ellenbogen, who is basically an NFL, I don't want to say employee, but is on the side of the NFL.
Sure.
So it's like, this is a really bad optic. As you said, there's a growing distrust among the players with regard to the NFL and how they've handled this whole concussion issue. If you recall, the NFL at one point said that their own research showed that concussions weren't linked to playing football. So as a player, you're looking at the NFL thinking, really, what is going on? And I mean, these are professional athletes who, you know, their job is to play football. And like you said, you can't go to touch football, but you really need to kind of weigh your options. And as a player thinking, well, I need to protect myself because this is long-term health implications.
Yeah. And you know, I think you referred to that. There was a huge funding for ex-players and who are dealing with the results of concussions and, you know, having like really serious life changes as a result of their physical condition, you know, many years after playing. It was something like $700 million or something. And they, you know, they settled quickly. And I think the players looked at it, the ex-players, and said, wait a minute, that's not nearly enough. And I think there's an understanding that the NFL is going to revisit that. And I've been kind of saying, when talking to Riley Nelson here, I mean, it's a multi-billion dollar business. You would think that it would serve them well and also, you know, sort of reinforce the player's idea that the NFL really is kind of looking out for them. If they were to pony up and come up with more funding, and it's not going to hurt the league at all. I mean, you got to protect, got to tell, you know, give the players a sense that you're watching out for them, even while trying to protect, you know, the real integrity of the game and the physicality. And it is a difficult, you know, where do you draw the line kind of?
It is. And what's really interesting going to that settlement is some people may not know this, but that's actually up on appeal to the
right.
Third Circuit. And so that's not even finalized yet, which is one of the reasons I think it was kind of a short-sighted move. That's actually kind of like the Brady case. It's been a motion for an en banc hearing has been filed. And I don't know what, if any, implications this will have, but I would have to think there's got to be some underlying implications with regard to that settlement. So, again, it's really an interesting move on the part of the NFL. It makes them look very petty and, like you said, kind of like they're not watching out for the players' interest in the situation.
Yeah, and it just seems like, you know, it's such a small thing that they're trying to, you know, pull the wool over on. It's $16 million of funding, which is, you know, which was part of something already agreed to, and then they just looks, as you said, petty. I'm just wondering, in your world, you know, in personal liability and the kind of legal world you live in and practice in, and, you know, coming to the defense of Utahns out there as they listen in now, where is concussions in your world? Is that something that sometimes comes up, and is there a greater level of education just in the common world for that, and the you know, the effects and maybe the protections that are owed people who are exposed to concussions in the workplace?
Yes, we see a number of concussions, a number of head injuries in the workplace, in personal injury. You go out of whiplash type injuries, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a real concern, because I think a lot more is becoming known about the long-term effects of this kind of injury. And when you see something like that, it's really important that you have all the facts and you get the medical attention you need. And that's why, again, these players have sued, because they don't believe they had all the facts. And they believe if they would have had all the facts, they could have made a more informed decision. And that's why the NFL not really coming forward and doing this sort of, you know, funding this research project is just a bad thing, a bad look. And again, you know, to me, it kind of increases their liability in the future, because
right.
they're kind of dancing around the issue and not getting all the facts from the players, when I think in this case, really full disclosure is what would be in their best interest, and let these players know, these are the risks, these are what you're signing up for. If you choose to do it, that's fine, but you understand what you're getting into.
Right.
But by hiding a lot of the facts, I think you're increasing your liability to some extent.
And that whole already pre-existing condition of the lack of trust between players and owners and commissioner, I mean, that's rampant now. But to bring it in locally, I'm just curious how your practice has changed since sort of the greater education with concussions in general. Are there, you know, sort of more steps you take? Is there more avenues for you know, personal to resolve situations with employers? Or just curious how some of this may have impacted your world.
Yeah, there's definitely, you know, it's definitely in every accident something we consider more often. It's obviously not something that's seen in every accident, but like I said, a lot more is known about it. So when you have a major accident or a major injury, you always want to make sure that you know, and I always recommend, make sure you get some kind of head scan or CAT scan to kind of make sure that you're not injured, you don't have a brain injury, because that's something that could be very serious, and it's not always very easy to diagnose. You have pain, and a lot of times the internal, the head type stuff isn't something that you think about on a very regular basis, but it's something that you really need to be concerned about, especially when you're in kind of a high impact accident or injury.
Well, I know that, Dave, I know some doctors I've heard talking about the impact of the airbag on the head can in and of itself cause some level of concussion. Just, you know, the rapid back and forth in the airbag, you know, in a sense, you know, protecting you, but blowing up in your face. And, you know, that can create the back and forth of the brain inside the cavity there.
Yeah, absolutely. The airbag, again, rear end accidents, you have a lot of that whiplash motion. And really anything where you've got a sudden movement of the head really could cause a brain injury. And it's something that you need to be aware of and have diagnosed as soon as possible.
Well, this is always fascinating. I love when we stray, you know, off the field into your legal field of play. And just, you know, give us another opportunity for our listeners to be able to tap into your wealth of knowledge and your team there at Olympus Legal. Give us the website and the phone number and everything, because I know sometimes these discussions lead to questions, and I know you're always available to answer those questions.
Yep, absolutely. So our website is olympuslegal.com. You can get on there. You can find my email address and email me anytime. I also have my cell phone number, which I answer on a fairly regular basis, and that's 801-707-7999. And again, you can call me anytime. I'll be answering when I can, and which is as much as possible, and answer any questions anyone may have about anything, whether it's an accident, a head injury, just any kind of legal question they have, I'm more than happy to help them out with.
Yeah, I think that's a key thing for our listeners to understand. Like, if it's something that you're curious or don't know, and you have any question, go ahead and give Matthew a call, because, you know, maybe nothing comes of it. Maybe Olympus Legal is your path to getting a resolution to something that's bothered you, or, you know, it's always good to get educated.
Absolutely, yeah. And like I said, especially, you know, we've been talking about the head injury, especially when you're in an accident. At the very least, you know, I can give you some advice on what to look for, what to consider, the test that maybe you ask for from a doctor. So, you know, there's no dumb question, and I welcome any questions that, you know, people need help with.
Again, it's olympuslegal.com, and Matthew Jones' direct number, 801-707-7999. I know he answers it because I've called him on a regular basis now that he's coming and working with us on a weekly basis. Appreciate your insight, Matthew. Great job. Again, it's Olympus Legal, and give him a call with any legal questions, or now if there's, you know, any concern about a possible concussion. If he can't answer it, I'm sure Matt will be able to direct you to those who might be able to. Have a great weekend as it approaches. I know it's a long one. I hope you're ready for some festive times, Matt. Kick back, enjoy, and we look forward to talking to you about other issues that are important to our listeners next week.
Great. Thank you, Tom.